sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
UPND admits challenges in convincing public of economic progress. Emerald Production Watch laments corruption and political interference in mining sector. Israeli attacks kill 85 in Gaza as starvation-related deaths hit 29. To present the news, I'm the Sibilo Gondwe. UPND spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has acknowledged the difficulty in convincing the public of the country's economic progress despite systematic crisis management, particularly in the energy sector. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwetwa has attributed recent economic improvements to deliberate policy reforms rather than chance. He has cited government interventions in the agriculture, mining and manufacturing sectors as key drivers of growth and has reaffirmed the administration's commitment to stabilizing the cost of living and fulfilling campaign promises, emphasizing that sustainable growth will eventually translate into tangible benefits for citizens. According to Mr. Mwetwa, ongoing policy measures, including increased agricultural productivity, value addition in the mining sector, and the expansion of local manufacturing, are expected to support long-term economic resilience and improve household welfare.
The economy works by calculation. Methodically, we are coming out of a very difficult situation, which apparently many citizens had forgotten. We were in a difficult situation of a national disaster and emergency situation arising out of the worst drought in living memory. And Zambians, some Zambians had forgotten that we are in a national disaster situation because of the way President HH has handled this drought and its attendant deficit of water, deficit of electricity, deficit of maize, deficit of millennium. It has become very difficult to remind people that we are in a disaster situation.
The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has lamented the existence of corruption and political interference in the mining sector, where those in positions of power are disadvantaging local license holders. Organization President Musa Kafimbwa says such acts are unpatriotic and has called on Zambians to unite in restoring the country's reputation, which continues to be tainted by perceptions of corruption despite ongoing reform efforts. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kafimbwa has wondered why vices continue to characterize the mining sector while President Hakainde Hichilema has consistently preached against corruption. He is worried that the outside world still views Zambia from the terraces as a country plagued by corruption, especially at a time when the country is struggling to revive its mining sector, a key pillar of the economy. Mr. Kafimbwa has further warned against individuals in positions of power exploiting their authority for personal gain and hopes that through collective effort and a renewed commitment to transparency and accountability, Zambia can reshape its global image and attract meaningful investment in its critical industries.
The tendency of investing into an investor by venture of conflict, rather trying to use the authority that we have got today, is actually very, very bad. Let me repeat my saying. I'm saying that those that mean well for the land we call Zambia and want to see small mines grow should not be forcing themselves to be partners, to be shareholders for the sake of their families and staff. leaving out the bigger picture of several Zambians surviving in the same companies. So let us reframe ourselves to such device.
The Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has urged political parties participating in next month's Lumezi parliamentary by-election to refrain from transporting cadres into the constituency during the polls. The ZCLU Executive Director, Isaac Mwanza, in an interview with Phoenix News, has expressed concern over the recurring practice of political parties ferrying cadres to election areas, warning that such actions often fuel violence. Mr. Mwanza has cautioned that the upcoming Lumezi by-election risks being marred by unrest if participating parties transport supporters into the area, given the high level of political competition between the ruling UPND and opposition parties. He has further called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to remain vigilant and take decisive action, including disqualifying any political party found in breach of electoral regulations. A consultant obstetrician, gynecologist, and member of the Zambia Association of Gynecologists and Obstetricians, Dr. Swebi Macha, has attributed the sharp decline in maternal mortality and unsafe abortions to the effective implementation of standards and guidelines on comprehensive abortion care. Dr. Macha notes that the reduction from 30% in 2006 to about 5-6% currently emanate from additional contributing factors, including increased access to family planning services, collaboration with key stakeholders, and the provision of safe abortion services. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Macha highlights the availability of essential equipment such as manual vacuum aspirators and the provision of post-abortion counseling as major interventions driving the decline in maternal deaths. He has emphasized the importance of public awareness regarding Zambia's abortion law enacted in 1972, which outlines the conditions under which safe termination of pregnancy is permitted. Dr. Macha has also called for increased sensitization efforts to ensure the public is well informed about safe abortion options, stressing that continued investment in these areas is essential for sustaining progress and achieving further improvements in maternal health.
We have recorded a great reduction in post-abortion deaths. From 2006, we had 30% attributed to unsafe abortion, maternal mortality. Then the current statistic from the weekly maternal mortality audit shows that we have come down to almost 5-6% of maternal deaths due to unsafe abortion. Of course, it has been attributed mainly to the works of a lot of partners, Zago Inclusive, Revitas, Maristops International. We have other organizations on the ground in support of women access to safe abortion.
In global news, Israeli strikes have killed at least 85 people in Gaza since the early hours of Thursday, medical sources have revealed, and casualties are continuing to mount amid unrelenting bombardments. Gaza's health ministry says 29 children and elderly people who died in recent days in Gaza have been registered as starvation-related deaths, and thousands more are at risk of starving. Israel's war on Gaza has killed at least 53,762 Palestinians and wounded 122,197, according to Gaza's health ministry. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
The U.S. government has revoked Harvard University's ability to enroll international students, accusing it of fostering violence and anti-Semitism. The Homeland Security Secretary said the measure should serve as a warning to other institutions. Harvard condemned the action as unlawful. The man suspected of shooting dead two Israeli embassy staff in Washington has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder.